I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I would like to appoint Stacy Borgens as the secretary pro tem. Denise Lenz is not able to be here because of a medical emergency. So would you please call roll?
Sure. Mrs. Kenny?
Here.
Mrs. Murphy?
Here.
Mr. Doyle?
Here.
Mrs. Molinari?
Here.
Mr. Peros?
Here.
Stacy Borgens is here.
Thank you. Okay, at this time, we are going to open our town hall meeting, and I have a statement I'm going to read so that everybody understands we are here for one specific reason. We hope that everybody who wants to speak tonight did sign in. If you did not, would you please sign in at this time? When addressing the board, please understand that this meeting is to obtain input on the leadership transition. Any additional issues would be addressed at a regular board meeting, not this meeting. You must refrain from referring to a specific staff member or student. Please state your name as you come up. Comments will be taken in order of the sign-in sheet, and comments are limited to 5 minutes, and we will have our secretary keeping track of the time. Thank you. At this time, we will collect our sheet.
I'm getting the timer ready.
And Mr. Martin is going to act as our MC tonight.
Come on now.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I would be in favor of a superintendent who is in favor of keeping neighborhood schools not having grade level attendance areas. I would be in favor of a superintendent who wants to keep Arbury Hills and Frankfurt Square open as they are. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was 21 seconds.
Tom Delgado.
Good evening. My name is Tom Delgado. I am, for those of you who don't know, the Band Booster president. And so I am here to speak on behalf of those who are involved in the arts. And I would ask that we have a superintendent that is committed and dedicated to keeping our music programs, our band teachers, our music teachers, our art instructors, and those who value the extracurricular activities, or what other schools deem to be extracurricular activities. Some of you board members have children who are involved in music or have been involved in music. Our past superintendents have been very supportive of our music programs and our dance programs and our arts programs. So we think that it's important, I think that it's important to have a superintendent who is committed and dedicated to doing whatever he or she can to support our music, dance, and arts programs. I also think it's important for them to be committed to attending our events. Our past superintendents have done that. Our acting superintendent has done that. And I think it's important for them to be present and to be seen at those events. If they're going to support or say they support the events, then they should be committed to attending the events. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dave Mason.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for allowing me to do this. Per your request, I would like to share my thoughts on the superintendent characteristics. I would like to see the following. An experienced educator, which includes experience in the classroom as a teacher, experience as a principal, ideally within a similar environment, some of our buildings. Can't always be perfect, but something with some experience. Prior and superintendent experience. Significant, and I emphasize significant, skills in public school financing, including experience with a budget within a range, reasonable range of Summit Hills. The ability to hire a new business manager that will be able to meet the significantly high standards that this district has become accustomed to. Another ability I would like to see is the ability to help sell the public on difficult decisions, which are sometimes not only difficult, but emotional, but ultimately in the best interest of the district. I would also suggest strong consideration be given to an individual without prior Summit Hill experience. As you know, the school board's primary function is to hire one employee, that being the superintendent, and then to approve the budget that that superintendent provides direction to. This critical hiring decision needs expertise to allow you to make the best decision for Summit Hill. Since this board was seated, your human resources abilities have been challenged. As you know, four of your five district office administrators at the start of your watch have left, have been put into a different position, or will be leaving. This has all been accomplished in 7 months. You need professional assistance. Without significant human resource experience or hiring experience on the board or available within the district, I strongly encourage you to utilize the expertise of a professional search firm. Hiring the CEO of the district, who should be leading your stewardship of 43% of my last tax bill, which, by the way, is the highest line item on that bill, which I'm very happy to pay for, it's one of the reasons I moved out here, as long as it is efficiently and effectively administered, this is extremely important to me. Hopefully the candidate pool for this position will stop shrinking, and you have not predetermined this decision. I urge you to make the best decision for Summit Hill community without consideration for personal gain. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rebecca Glock.
Am I supposed to be? Good evening. My name is Rebecca Glaw. I'd like to thank you for opening up the discussions and the search of a superintendent to the public. After all, there is nothing more public than public education itself. So often a superintendent search is privately accomplished, and the public is the last to know of the final outcome. The opportunity to express public opinion on this matter is appreciated, and I do hope you continue to keep the public involved in the search process. There are two essential qualities in a superintendent I believe to be crucial to the success of a school district. First is financial expertise. Without in-depth awareness and sound knowledge of district budgets, income and expense reports, little can be accomplished in a school district. Teachers cannot be hired, curriculum cannot be advanced, and contracts cannot be negotiated, etc., unless the finances are attended to in a fiscally responsible manner. In light of Dean's recent resignation, I believe financial proficiency is of exceptional importance. Further, the quality I do believe to be equally valuable to financial expertise is outstanding leadership. When leadership skills are naturally inherent, one would expect the superintendent to set clear expectations of staff, faculty, and community, so clear that his or her actions will speak louder than words. Strong community involvement will be an expectation, as a top quality superintendent will no doubt understand it is the taxpayer who is paying the bills. And finally, the following questions are those not to be answered tonight, but hopefully in your own discussions as a board. I'm curious to know if you will use a professional search firm to assist in the hiring of her next superintendent. And if not, can you address how you will know of an applicant's background beyond the application provided? Do you have contacts across the United States who can help you learn more about our candidates? From previous experience on a superintendent search committee at the secondary level, I have learned that more people exposed to the candidates, the more information is learned beyond the application itself. Further, will you open up the search process to the community, faculty, and staff for that reason alone? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Barb Figueroa.
Hello, my name is Barb Filio. Everybody pronounces it wrong. Nobody can spell it. I just wanted to say I have a son in third grade at Frankfort Square, and I've been very, very happy with our school district. And I appreciate being able to give public comment because I want to continue to be happy with our school district. And in my own research, I have noticed problems in school districts in various parts of the country where there are people pushing such things as a Marxist agenda or a homosexual agenda, and I would hope that we hire a superintendent that does not push any sort of ideological agenda like this, one who is pro-American. I'm very glad we do the Pledge of Allegiance before meetings, and our kids are still doing those in school. There was one school in California where children were told not to wear an American flag on their clothing on Cinco de Mayo. And when a school district, and this was upheld by a court, and this concerns me, this is our country. We need our values pushed in our schools and not something that isn't American. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your input. There's no one else that would like to talk? Okay.
There's one back there.
Oh, there's one. There's one.
Okay.
The hand.
Come on down. You're the next contestant. Oh, it's Mr. Dave. Here's our Dave.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Sorry, I missed the sign-in sheet. The position of superintendent mandates that an individual possess the leadership skills to meet and promote the mission statement and vision of the school district base. The vision to network with surrounding school districts and other relevant agencies in the interest of providing efficient and effective services to the community enhances the perception that the quality of service which is received is consistent with other similar school districts. The ability to seek out and identify the people in the organization who possess certain positive strengths and use those resources to promote programs or training to train future leaders is paramount. Regarding the relationship with the community, the community with emphasis of buy-in, there must be maintained an open-door policy to support and respect for what the students and community receive socially and academically, which will help families grow as a whole. The concept of fiscal responsibility and cultural sensitivity are key components in today's standards to serve a diverse community, which we are. The prospective candidate must work well with the board and continually update policy, accountability, and procedure to maintain the trust of all involved. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Dwayne Davis, whose comments we just heard. Is there anyone else who missed the sign-in sheet? Okay.
I'm so loud. Do I have to talk in that microphone? I'm so loud.
Just say what your name is.
Okay, Jenny Arrivo. Okay. Everyone had such great things to say here, but you know, some of you I know and I've seen in the community and even worked with, and I really believe in this district and that whatever decisions that you make will be in the best interest here. The district's been under a lot of stress, I know, since our prior superintendent has left. I do know the history from prior superintendents that they've always done a superb job. I'm really quite surprised that there's not more people from the community here, especially that seeing and knowing now that I'm a parent and not a teacher here anymore, that there's been so much talk going. I'm quite surprised about that. But I just wanted to let you know that I do believe in whatever decisions that you'll, make. Sorry, my mint. And that if there's anything that more of us can in the community can do to help make these decisions go forth, I think it'd be great. One issue that I had, though, I had read a little bit about and heard about was there was questions about hiring an outside source to hire or look for a superintendent. I believe as a taxpayer in the community that that's a lot of money to be spent on doing that. I know that myself as a parent and a teacher in the community, there's a lot of things that we've had to take out as far as staff, aides, for example, and I know because I'm special ed that we really, there's other areas we could use that money for. $20,000 may not seem like a lot of money, but it pays a job or two for an aide that we can use in our school districts that I know firsthand that are needed. So it's just something to think about when you make that decision, but good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Going on.
Okay. Last chance. So, oh, we got somebody? Okay.
Hi, I'm Patty Ballinger. Will you explain the process of how you will be hiring a new superintendent? Will that be explained this evening? Will you be getting a committee, or, you know, within district teachers and that sort of thing? Can you answer that question?
We were waiting for community input, but at our last board meeting, we definitely said we were not going to use a search firm.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Board member comments? Anybody who on the board who would like to make a comment?
I just had two. Mr. Davis, I know you work with our schools as a resource officer, right? And I was just wondering, are you a resident of the district as well or no? Okay. Just I wasn't aware. I know that you'd worked with the junior high and so forth. It was mentioned, I think, 20,000. That was a figure that was bandied about at board meetings. But I believe our superintendent has gotten a quote, Barb, if I'm not mistaken, from the ISB, and I don't believe it's their full search capabilities.
I believe the modified search was in the vicinity of 8,000, if I remember correctly. Somewhere in that vicinity?
Yeah, somewhere. On the quote sheet, I think it said $5,000 to help a board facilitate a search.
It could be Sean. Yeah. It could be Sean.
So just to be clear, I think that's the only quote that we've actually sought. I don't think we've sought quotes, but just, you know, sometimes you get these numbers get mentioned and it gets quoted as gospel truth with it. And, you know, just to clarify that.
You know, thinking back, I believe that $8,500 figure was more of a full-blown from IASB.
That sounds about right, yeah.
And doing the legwork that has currently been done by the Board of Education would bring that number down drastically. Okay. I believe you're right.
If I recall, when we searched for our prior superintendent, was $8,000. So $5,000, since we have done some of that legwork, would seem appropriate and would be worthwhile, in my opinion, to have a professional search firm provide us with some assistance in that area.
And the $20,000 to $25,000 quote came from a candidate for the interim superintendent who works for a search firm, and he told us that was his search firm's. That's what they charge.
They do nationwide.
But we didn't
and
get
they
anything,
do a nationwide, whereas opposed to IASB, which
does Illinois.
Does right, Illinois. Right.
But we didn't get anything in writing from
no.
any search. We never got an
from
official
any,
quote from a search
only
firm.
From the ISB did yeah. we really get any figures at all. We have not even entertained the idea of going outside. For those of you who made the comment that you prefer that we do look outside, we have not even investigated that as a possibility.
Anybody else? Comments? Okay. Could I ask for a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you for coming.
No, we didn't.